Well, Gavin, 1-1. They took the lead. They ended up with 10 men. So what's your overall assessment? Are you glad to get a replay, or is it perhaps an opportunity that's got away?
No, it's certainly an opportunity that's got away. I'm absolutely gutted after the game. I probably can't and shouldn't say what I feel, really, but we were absolutely robbed today. The worst I've ever seen in all my days playing football, and hugely, hugely disappointing that it's happened that way, you know.
Well, obviously a source of frustration. As the game panned out, tell us, they got an early goal after about 8 minutes, so that obviously put a bit of pressure on you.
It did, yeah. We started the first 5 minutes quite well, and then we just sort of went to sleep. A poor defensive header led a throw in, and we sort of let the ball in the box too handy, and we're sleeping the back post, and their wing back actually finished it very well, and they took a lead. After that, I felt we were decent for the rest of the half without actually putting them under too much pressure. With a couple of half chances, with a huge shout for a penalty, which was obvious to everybody on the ground, bar who had counted, that it was a penalty. We didn't get it. So disappointed. We went on half time, regrouped, and made a couple of changes, a couple of knocks and stuff, and brought Lawrence Toll and Malachy McDermott on, and we were excellent in the second half. Then on them, as soon as we got the goal, it was only going to be 1-1.
Yeah. And tell us a bit about the equaliser.
We broke. We got the ball. We broke at pace, and Malachy played a great pass through to Stephen Duffy, who slotted it past the keeper. And at that stage of the game, you know, we were really on the front foot, so we were.
And then there was still, what, the guts of 20 minutes to go. You had chances to win it.
Oh, we'd loads away the ball in the net twice. We had another, in my opinion, 100% penalty. We'd two goals disallowed. Lars Tone was clean through, and the game was pulled back. He put it around the keeper, and you couldn't make it up. When a referee's assessor comes and apologises to you after the game, you know, it says it all. And I've been around football a long, long time. And when we go to Cork, or we go to Dublin, or any club of Fun Harps or wherever, go down the country, you don't get them decisions. And it's absolutely, it's hard to take when it happens to your own doorstep, you know.
But whether you like it or not, that's the way it's finished, one apiece. But at least it is a long trip down to Middleton, but you know you have the ability to beat them.
Oh, definitely. Look, there's no doubt about it. On what we've seen today, we are better than them, we're stronger than them. We've more about us, and as I say, on another day that game ends up 5 or 6-1, and you're through in happy days. But it's just the trip to Cork probably going to cost the club maybe 2,000-3,000 euro, you know, something we didn't need. Very disappointing, like, you know.
And I needn't tell you, I mean, this is a very, very tough competition to win, and you've been knocking at the door and just haven't quite got through to the final. It would mean so much for the club if you could have a really good run and get to the Aviva.
100%, and a lot's been made of that, and in terms of this team and not doing well in this competition. But if anybody witnessed that today, I'll turn around and say, well, there's a definite reason why we're not in the next round, you know. And you know, as I say, we'd love to be in the next round, but we're going to have to do it the hard way, and we're going to do it. In my opinion, we're going to go to Cork, and we'll get the right result, you know.
And at this stage, how long away will that replay be? Have we any idea?
We don't know. More likely, be a couple of weeks' time, I think. Yeah, we don't know at this stage. Yeah.